Holy fuckballs, am I glad it's draft day. Because if I have to hear one more fucking asshole pontificate about mock drafts, I'd stab myself in the ear hole with an unsharpened number two pencil. The only thing worse than listening to draft speculation is listening to turdburgers talk about their fantasy football draft. You know why? Because both of those things have zero relevance to anything. Even the best pundits only get a few right in the first round, much less the others. In any other field besides meteorology, a failure rate like that gets you fired. Making mock picks makes as much sense as Peter King breaking down why number seven's intangibles make it a lock to be Saturday's Powerball multiplier number. Frankly, if I were president, I'd put a gag order on pre-draft talk. I'd be willing to piss all over the First Amendment. I'd invoke China's media gag rule for 1 month a year. If it meant I didn't have to listen to former players, former coaches, college coaches, former GMs, reporters, pundits, talking heads, reporters who want to be talking heads, bloggers who think they're pundits, Jeff, or the drunk at the end of the bar, tell me who they think Prospect McGee would be a steal with the 43rd pick. I quote Jay Cutler, don't care. At this point, I don't even want to hear people mock the mock drafts. I've tuned myself out right now. The only thing I want from fucking experts before the draft is evaluations of positions of need. The only thing I need after the draft is an analysis of that player in the context of the team that drafted it. That's it. Fuck off with the rest of this month-long self-generated shitstorm stirred up by the NFL to give itself a huge event in the offseason. All it does is make me want to cunt punt the cast of ESPN and the NFL Network studio shows. Also, if we draft another safety this year with one of our five picks, I will emoliate myself in front of Hallis Hall.